Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2220, Four Ideas for Unlocking the Pure Gratitude of Being by Mary Odgers with livehappy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick here every single day of the year for you. Just hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you get your audio to get new episodes for free daily. Now let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Four Ideas for Unlocking the Pure Gratitude of Being by Mary Odgers with livehappy.com. Even in the face of extreme adversity, we can still look through a lens of love. Pure gratitude opens us to experiencing grace, that is, the awe-inspiring awareness of the gift of being alive. Through the eyes of pure gratitude, everything looks more beautiful. We are touched with awe. I came to experience the pure gratitude of simply being after living through immense tragedy and loss. In 2008, a California wildfire took my home, a lifetime of memorabilia, and the space where countless wonderful memories had taken place. Then a year later, in the span of 8 weeks, I lost my husband, my father, and my youngest son. I've written about all of this in my memoir, Six Funerals and a Wedding. Here's what I learned for unlocking and experiencing the pure and simple gratitude of being, which people may find especially helpful in these times. Look at life through the lens of love and what is real. If the old saying, it's all in how you look at it, is really true, we can decide how we want to see our situation. Practice this feeling and nurture the awareness it creates. You can even have fun with it by asking yourself questions such as, does a new car inspire you differently than the smile of an elderly neighbor you have called on to just see how she has been doing? You can ask yourself the same question as applied to other situations too, and make a list of the things that inspire you most. Chances are, they are not material, but instead have to do with human connections and moments spent together with others. Appreciating the profound joy in these moments is one key to experiencing pure gratitude. Celebrate goodness. Look around you. There's goodness everywhere, even in the most surprising places, but we tend to forget that. As a reminder, try acknowledging and celebrating this goodness wherever it is. One way to do this is to thank everybody present before a meal and acknowledge any special events that may have occurred since you were last together. Birthdays, new jobs, new children or grandchildren. Lately, during the COVID-19 crisis, I've been finding myself more aware of the importance of acknowledging events that are happening around me. The recent celebration of Cinco de Mayo, for example. With restaurants being closed to diners, many friends were doing delivery or making their own dishes. A family member suggested we make margaritas to celebrate the occasion. And I thought, why not? Why not do something special to join in on the fun? We don't make margaritas all that often, but ended up having a great time together. My point is this, don't miss your opportunity to do your version of a holiday or celebration. It puts you in the spirit of things and keeps you connected to friends and loved ones. Surround yourself with grateful people. There's a saying, we are who we spend time with. We can influence others by being our best selves and can become better, more grateful people by surrounding ourselves with others who do the same. I think it's okay to do inventories of your friendships from time to time. We are at our best and feel most grateful when we have more to give to the world. But if we find that the people we're spending time with are making us feel drained or don't live in a place of gratitude themselves, gratitude can be hard to experience. Allow yourself to decide how much time you'll spend with people who have that effect on you and to limit it as needed. On the flip side, indulge in spending time abundantly with people who you feel grateful simply to be with. Let go of material things that burden you. If you find yourself spending time or energy worrying about your things, how to care for them, the expenditures they require, where to store them, they're getting in the way of your experience of the gratitude of being. Letting go of them will free you to connect with gratitude more profoundly. It also brings an opportunity to remember the joy each thing once brought you, to be grateful for the memories of those times, and to imagine the joy these things might bring to a new owner. I tend to get easily overwhelmed with stuff. Something as simple as buying a new kitchen rug can feel good for a moment until I realize that I didn't really need it. It is important to notice when enough is enough. You have everything you need. If you like to buy pretty things, maybe look into providing them for someone else. Contact a shelter or senior center and see what they may need. That could be a very joyful experience. Any one of these four steps has the potential to unlock a new level of gratitude. Taken together, they can unlock a beautiful way to simply be. You just listened to the post titled Four Ideas for Unlocking the Pure Gratitude of Being by Mary Odgers with livehappy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Mary and the team at Live Happy, another author who's gone through so much only to come out on the other side smiling and finding joy in everyday life. Hopefully this can be a reminder for us all this weekend or even this month and year of how everyone is suffering in different ways, but also finding acceptance and even gratitude. If they can, we can too. So something to keep in mind this weekend. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show and sharing it with others. It's really because of you that this podcast can keep going and mentioning it to a family member, a friend or loved one, coworker, even stranger really goes a long way. It's been the biggest help to keep me and this podcast going. So if you have a moment to share it this new year, I'm sure someone would appreciate the recommendation. And I know I'll appreciate you for doing that. So have a great rest of your day and weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.